who won 14 grand. Not as impressive, but well done to Kent because he's won 250 quid today. So good job to you, Kent. But yeah, good game, good game.
Better than poking the eye with a sharp stick, 250 quid.
That's it.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, chaps, well done for that second half watch along. It wasn't quite as an exciting second half, Lox and Tom, but we did the job. We said at half time, listen, you've got to just make sure that you keep it nice and steady. And Lox, it was a steady second half. We could have got another couple.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, I predicted 3-0 just before the game started, to be fair. And I said at half time, I'll take the correct prediction, but I'll also take a couple of goals. Obviously, we didn't get a couple more, but, you know, Tom just said it a minute ago. It was professional, you know. Clean sheet, you know, we've kept a clean sheet. That's two in a row, isn't it now, since Fofana's dyed his hair back. So make of that what you will. But, it was, a good second half, a steady, you know, wasn't too entertaining. Brighton had a couple chances again like they did in the first half. But, you know, main thing as Mr. Ranieri, of course, would say, obviously, dilly-ding, dilly-dong, there's the clean sheet. So I might have a pizza tomorrow to celebrate.
Or he would say it's just one game at a time.
Well,
that's what he
well.
Might. Yeah,
where are we,
yeah.
Second, third in the table now? Third?
Third.
Yeah, just a point off the top. I was thinking, oh, we're only a point off the top at Christmas. That's great. But obviously, we're only on 12 games compared to Christmas time. You're normally on about 16 or 17 by now with more to come, Jamie.
Well, yeah, we've got Everton, then we've got Spurs. So what we played now? We played 12 now. Is that 12 now?
Yeah.
So we'll have 14. So there's still a chance of being top, but it's a bit tricky, isn't it? We've got Everton, Spurs, Man U in the next three games. So we need to pick up some points against Everton, and then let's see what we are after that, I think.
Tom, I mean, Everton and Spurs drew today, and then Man United, all teams that are, you know, we'll probably not be thinking it's the easiest game, Tom, to play Leicester at the moment.
No, but look at all the results this season, mate. There have been some very, very interesting results. Who would have had Liverpool going to Fulham and getting a draw today? Who would have had Tottenham going to Palace and getting a draw today? You know, the results have been strange all season for, you know, some of the games. So it's going to be interesting once the fans start coming back, if that would change the tide in some ways. But look, Leicester done a good performance today in the second half. I'd say that the second half of the first half, 20 minutes to go, they turned the screw for me. And that was the turning point in this game, getting those three goals very quickly, turned the game on its head, and Leicester then cruised to the win in the second half. But big shout out for James Justin today for me, mate. I know Madders will take the plaudits in some way, but James Justin's performance was outstanding, getting up and down that wing and changing, you know, for position from a right/winger to then going to fullback and still being up there. Fair play to the kid tonight. He did a great performance.
What a ball for Vardy. Oh, sorry.
Go on. I was just going to say.
JJ. Just go reiterate on then, what Tom was saying about JJ. Because literally, that ball he put across for Vardy's goal on the plate for him. He couldn't do anything more with it, could he, Vardy? He had to put it in the back there. JJ, like you said, running up and down. For me, he's got to be my man of the match today. Don't often go with the wing back, but yeah, today, JJ for me, that's for certain.
So Jamie's gone for man of the match. I'm going to ask Lox and Tom who they thought as well, but I put it up there on the screen. Who do you think was man of the match? Let's get some of the fans' views in quickly. Carlos is saying he's saying... What would you do now? Would you have James Justin or would you have Ricardo back there? CK on YouTube says James Justin was man of the match. Alan Shearer gave it to Maddison. By the way, I loved Alan Shearer's commentary today. It was so much better, in my opinion. I thought the coverage today from Amazon was really good. All Brighton, best game of the season, says Anthony. Sam saying man of the match has to be Madders. Justin and Telemans in with a shout. I agree. Santosh watching on YouTube says Madison and James Justin, man of the match. Keep getting in your man of the matches. I'll try and get as many up on the screen as possible so we can get them in there. Stephen was Justin. Rudy saying what a great performance and very professional. Ali saying Jamie Vardy, man of the match. I mean, he had a good game. There was a stat they said just after half time in his first half. I think Jamie Vardy had 9 touches and they said one of those was a goal, 2 assists.
Yeah.
And won it the post.
What you
Tom,
need.
Tom, let's come to you. Jamie's going with James Justin. Who are you going to give man of the match to? And then I'll go to Lox and then we'll get some fans on.
Look, don't get me wrong. Maddison, brilliant goal today. And he really helps create some great chances. But James Justin down that side, you know, he was causing them all sorts of havoc tonight. And Jamie said his pass for that Vardy goal. First time, it has to be James Justin for me tonight. He was absolutely superb. He barely got in down that side, and going forward, he was a threat all night. So James Justin for me.
Lox, how about you?
Yeah, I said Justin when the game was on. I'm going to change it, and the reason for that is because me and Tom, at the Sheffield United game, you know, throughout the game, we were giving Maddison a little bit stick because, you know, he wasn't playing good enough, really. And obviously, you know, we said it full time, you know, he got his assist in the end, but still, earlier on in the game, wasn't quite enough from him. But I think tonight, you know, it's one of them, like I was saying to Tom, when you're a player who's getting a bit of stick for your performances, the only thing you can do is prove people wrong. You know, he's done that today. Justin definitely up there with man of the match. But I think, as someone put a minute ago, you know, Maddison just edges it there. Just because, you know, we gave him stick and he's come back with two goals. So fair play to him.
So a bit of a mixed bag there. By the way, did Tom and Lox, were you watching on Amazon?
Yeah, off the phone there, mate, because we were doing it off the cube and stuff. We were about 30 seconds behind. Do it off my phone, we're nearly pinpoint.
I was like a minute behind when it was on my Virgin box, so switched to my phone.
I did think their coverage was better than BT's, if I'm being honest. I thought Alan Shearer talks ever so good when he comes on. I do like listening to Shearer. I don't know what you guys thought.
I was watching it Irish TV, so I didn't listen to it.
No.
Oh, can I just say something before you bring the fans
fine.
On?
Robert, that's fine. Let's add in Jack. Yeah.
Can I just say something before you go to add the fans? Robert Cardoza is our Tuscan fox. He just said hello to his missus. She's from Oxford, but she now lives in Tuscan. Her name's Jane. She just says, can I say hello? So there you go, Jane. Hello. How are you in Tuscan? Tuscan, Arizona, I think it is.
Yes.
We've got to get them in, haven't we? Or else they won't come back.
Is Phil behind or something?
I think Phil's a bit behind.
It's good to get them in. Yeah, my sister, I've melted. I seem to have melted.
There we go.
Reboot, Phil, reboot.
Reboot, Phil, reboot. JR, how the devil are we? What did you think then, Jack?
Very good performance, another positive result. We needed that, considering our home form's not been great this season. So, yeah, it's a positive result for us against a team like Brighton. They played like AEK Athens, didn't it? There weren't really much of a fight, really, what I expected from Brighton. But I think James Justin, for me, definitely man of the match. Absolutely outstanding. I think that's his best game this season.
Ross is on the strong boat.
And yeah. Ross, do you agree with your compatriot there?
I do with my co-colleague. Yes, I do. No, James. I mean, yes, it's obviously Maddison got them goals, brilliant. But yeah, James Justin. I mean, obviously because if Ricardo was playing, would have been there tonight. That's the thing. You know, would Ricardo would have been the same thing or not? We're not sure. We don't know. But James Justin, it would have been nice if he'd had a goal tonight.
Would have been.
Brilliant performance. I've got just before you just put me in, Amazon Prime, they need to get Premier League games more often, meaning more than BT and Sky. Because when they do the Monday Night Football and stuff, it's meant to be, for example, if it was Leicester versus Leeds, all they talk about was Man U and Liverpool and Chelsea. Yeah. All they talk about, the build-up was Leicester versus Brighton, the two teams, how it's going to go down. They need to have more coverage. And Peter Drury, he's a cracking commentator. And Alan Shearer may not be the Leicester's favourite cup of tea due to 1997. But obviously, he does talk sense for once.
He does. I thought their coverage was far better than what we see on BT and that. It was really good.
And the best part was, it was free. Wow.
That's amazing. For you, Northerners, everything's free is good.
Yeah, that's true. That's four for £3.50, not bad. You love a bargain.
What are you doing? Jack, come and give us your views, Jack, full time.
We were very good today. We were good off the ball, on the ball, very good defensive. Wesley Fofana's now dyed his hair back, and he looks like the player we actually brought in it. Maddison, fantastic third goal. The game were killed off in from that third goal, really. I don't think Brighton offered as much threat as what everyone expected from them. But a very good team performance, and on to Wednesday night against Everton, which is a very tasty game.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Very tasty.
Jamie, what's your early thoughts on Everton?
Well, it's going to be a tough game, isn't it? Everton always gives us a tough game, home and away. It's going to be a bit of a tough battle. Have Liverpool got crowds in? Are they allowed crowds in there?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, Merseyside have, yeah. They have.
Yeah, so there's going to be 2,000 Everton fans. It's going to be a bit harder against them. If we play like we did today in the first half, it will be great. You just got to keep it going the whole 90 minutes. The way we played in the first half, the whole 90 minutes would be fantastic. But for one today, couple of days rest. Well, a day's rest, and then back on it Tuesday. A few more set pieces. Well, the set pieces a bit better today from corners and free kicks.
All Brighton,
It was brilliant. I thought it was good.
Short corners. Normally, I hate short corners, but Tom, it was better because at least we were getting the ball in and causing a lot more problem with them.
We said it, me and Lockton were doing the game. Was like, I can't count any corner that we just whipped into the box. They were all short. They were all trying to open up different angles and channels and move Brighton around, then just whipping it in and hoping that it was going to hit someone on their head. We were trying some different things, you know, little 1-2s and, you know, slick passing in around the edge of the air to try and open up quicker. But look, tonight it is more the first half performance is what's got to be the standard going forward against teams like Brighton who come and try and frustrate. Look, Brighton are no mugs. You know, that probably won't be one of their best performances this season, but we've done a job on them. And let's not get it wrong. Danny Welbeck had the best chance in the first 15 minutes when Kasper Schmeichel keeps us in that game. If they score first, it's a completely different ball game going forward. So, you know, to get that goal after with 20 minutes to go and then blitz them, it took the stuff out of Brighton, and we controlled it going forward. So the corners then were making life easy because you weren't under pressure to score goals.
Pete Brown says, go on, who was going to talk?
No, I'm just going to say that we're the only top in the top six that have picked up 3 points. Because Liverpool drew to Fulham today. Man City and Man U drew, and for some reason hugging after the game, even though it's a local derby. Chelsea lost to Everton. Tottenham drew. Jeff Schlupp, by the way. Yeah, well done. Get in, Schlupp. Well done. But now, apart from us, everyone else dropped points. So usually when that happens, we never take advantage, and we did tonight. Thank God for that. Everton West will be very interesting.
Pete said, and a few people have said it, how much are we going to miss Evans on Wednesday? Because I believe he's banned from picking up all the yellow cards.
Has that happened today? Is he accumulated?
Yeah, he got booked, didn't he? He got booked. That was his fifth one.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, obviously we're going to miss him, of course. You know, Wes Morgan, is Foot going to start there? As said there, Ndidi. Not for me, Ndidi. But I know he can do a job, but I think with Wes Morgan there, I don't know. I was just about to say, you know, I could see us playing a four. I could see us playing a four at the back on Wednesday, just because I think the reason Under didn't play today was because he played the 90 the other day. Obviously, we started the game today with very narrow, you know, attacking players. You know, Perez and Maddison started very narrow. So I thought that might have been why Under didn't, you know, we switched to that because Under, you know, wasn't really ready to play another game. But, you know, who knows? I mean, it'll be a difficult. We might have to go for the three. We might have to start the game with the three, obviously, because if we've got, you know, Wes Morgan in there, do I trust Wes Morgan in a two? It's like England. It's like England, you know, at the World Cup. They had to play a three because the centre-backs just weren't good enough. So, you know, I have faith in Fofana. I have faith in Fofana. No, but come on. It was Kyle Walker and Harry Maguire, wasn't it? But, yeah, I think it'll be an interesting...
Was that when we got to the World Cup semi-final?
Croatia
and all that. Anyway, let's move on. I think that I've lost my track now. It'll be interesting to see how Rodgers sets up on Wednesday. I mean, with Evans not in, because it could be a big Wes, little Wes, Baldy Locks, as someone said today. But we'll have to see. We'll have to see. It'd be interesting.
I think we're coming up against a better side than Brighton. Obviously, you've got Hammers Rugby. Yeah. I mean, unless Hammers Rugby gets his back, I don't know. I mean, Dominic Calvert-Lewin, straight away, without a doubt. You know, we're up against Calvert-Lewin. There's some quality players in there. Gylfi Sigurdsson always plays well against Leicester, all the time.
Johnny.
I thought we were away on Wednesday night, but we're not at home, isn't we? We were away.
Can you remember back in the day when we used to draw all the time against Everton? Back in the day, we used to draw against them every single time, home and away, every time.
Have we still not drawn this season? Is that right?
No, only in the Europa League.
Well, there we go.
What, 0-0 on
Wednesday? It's a winner. It's either a 2-0 win or a 1-0 loss, isn't it? So.
Mick Bell said here, I don't know who wants to comment on this just before we wrap up. Mick Bell says that's Brendan Rodgers' 40th win out of 77 games in 2 years. And something just to add to that, I don't know who wants to pick up on it, but as I was watching that game, I said to my lads who were watching it with, and I said, do you realise we spent all of last season in the top four apart from the last game? I think that stat's right. We're in the top four again, I think, all of this season. We've been in the top four team now for like 15 months. We are a top four club at the moment.
Yeah, I was
not really in everyone's eyes.
I was tempted to say that during the game, actually, when because they showed the Premier League table, and I did think to myself, like you just did, Phil, you know, like that's over a year. That's over, obviously, apart from you know, at the end of last season when we dropped to fifth
for one game
from the last day. Yeah, so we're definitely a top six club. Like that's, you know, we know that we are definitely a top six. I think still I prefer not to be classed as a top four because we will remain as underdogs to the top four. I think that's how we like it. I'm not taking the disrespect about us not being a top six club, though. You know, that's, I mean, look where Arsenal are, man. Come on. Look at them.
What was the Arsenal score, by the way? Did Arsenal? They lost 1-0.
Aubameyang.
Yeah, so it's...
Should we all go and log on to AFTV to see what they're
doing?
That's it. I mean, Jono says there, look, Sky Marketing Department still has their big six. So, yeah. I think it's a joke. The whole top six thing is a joke, you know, that they don't...
It's not a top six anymore, it's like back in the day, it used to be Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea, Man U. Then it was a big six. For some reason, Tottenham are a big club. Don't know why. So... You got top six, and obviously we destroyed that when we won the league. Ipswich did that, destroyed it years ago. Everton destroyed it years ago. So it is not, I wouldn't say it's not impossible to get in that top six.
We've been in it for the last 15 months. We've been in that top four.
We never get the credit we deserve. I'd rather be an underdog than a dynasty.
Yes,
and they keep saying, oh, will Leicester break into the top six? They still say that.
They did say it today. I was saying the Amazon commentator was good. They did say it. They were talking about top six and all that. And I'm like, that's what made me say when I was watching, we've been in the top four since August 2019.
On Premier Sports, they said, Leicester title contenders. And he didn't want to answer it.
Same last season.
Do you know what I think is interesting about this season? The fact is, obviously... Not qualifying for the Champions League, I think, is a wake-up call, and we played a lot better this season. It was unfortunate we lost out on it, but I think it's like, you know what, let's build on it. Maybe we could definitely stay in that top four this season. Like when we lost to Watford in that style the year after, and we got promoted.
Don't bring that one up, Ross.
No, please. I was saying we lost that, and then the season after, we won the league very comfortably with 100-odd points.
Can I my point of view is for top this whole top four, top six. We're a top six club at the moment for me. We're building. Yeah. To break into that four, you've got to be there on a consistent basis for me for 4, 5, 6 years. Because it isn't just a case of finishing there and getting the Champions League football. It opens up the horizon on the global market that you're getting a bigger name around the world. People won't look at it in this way, but that's where the marketing comes from. If you can get breaking into that for 4 or 5 seasons, your global marketing goes through the roof on your shirt sales. Your players get bigger that you can attract to the football club. The finance of your football club go bigger. Until you could do it for 4 or 5 seasons and get that money in to build your squad, it's very difficult to be classed as one of the big four because the likes of Chelsea, Arsenal, Man City, Man United have already got a global brand, and global branding is massive in football because of the finance it brings. You get your finances up, you challenge 4 or 5 years in the top four, I'll class Leicester as a top four club. I won't class as a top four after one, you know, full season of being in there. Top six, yes, we are challenging for that top six at the moment, but top four, I think we're a good 2 or 3 seasons away from that, and you've got to get Champions League football on a consistent basis for me.
The big signings as well, you mentioned, Tom, the big signings. I mean, I think Tielemans and Ricardo Pereira were, you know, two massive signings, and I do want to see more of them. I mean, Unda looks like a really, really, really good, promising player. The problem for me, though, is that it's a loan. Now, I understand that a loan might be a safer option, you know, because he was unproven and all of that. But I think we need to, you know, I'd like to see a big, you know, big signing next summer, really. I would. But we'll see.
I was just going to say, we did talk about this in the chat in the game, and I said the thing about these big signings, we talk about Damari Gray on 55, Slimani on 80k, them two leaving the football club opens up a lot of money for wages.
Yes.
But also, we've seen in the past when football clubs have gone stupid on signing big players like Portsmouth did, as I said in commentary, Portsmouth went massive and went to try and push on for that six, ended up going into financial difficulty, dropping out of the Premier League, and now playing in League One, I think, in the Division One in the moment, and you know, nearly went bust from trying to push too far and too quick. We haven't got owners who are going to chuck money around and sign four players at 60 million each. We physically haven't got that money. So Leicester's bracket is probably one player at 40 million,
yeah,
and then add to the squad of a 20 million, a 30 million maximum, you know, players into there. So that's why I mean we're a long way away from challenging in, you know, for top four clubs without having the finances.
Tom, I'd be interested to see what other people think. I totally hear what you say. I'm just going to pull you back and say 2015-16, we were the best team in the Premier League. In this following year, we went and got to the quarterfinals of the Champions League. Then last year, we were in the top four, and this year, we're in the top four. I'm like, I think we've got the new training ground opening next week or in the next couple of weeks, which is the state-of-the-art thing that everybody in the Premier League is jealous of. I think we're very close.
We are. I'm not saying we're not close. We are close. But for me to be classed as a top four team, one of the big boys in that top four, you've got to have a bigger ground than we've got automatically, because that's where your finances coming in by having a 60-70-seater stadium, having Champions League football against Real Madrid, Barcelona, all these big guns every season, because that's the only way you're going to make the money and also make that, as I said earlier, the global brand will only get bigger from playing the Champions League games. Until you get that, you're not going to have the finances to challenge your Man U's, because they're getting global brands of, what, 100, 200 million pound deals just on a kit sponsor for 1 year just because it's Man United. So that's where you've got to try and get your brand bigger. And you only do that by getting Champions League football for me on a consistent basis.
Yeah,
that's true. 100% true. I mean, say that.
There was a comment earlier from Patrick about Champions League was a blessing. Missing out on the Champions League was a blessing in disguise. And I think it is, because it's given us the confidence. The Europa League has given that confidence that we needed in between the league games. If we'd gone to the Champions League game and lost and then lost again, and the confidence would have gone. At least, I think, because I think Europa League is more our standard this year. Maybe next year might be different, but this year it's given the players games in Europe. And I think missing out on the Champions League probably was a bit of a blessing in disguise, to be honest.
It would have been the same if we did gain Champions League. We would have been RB Leipzig, who got to the semi-finals last year. We had PSG, who got to the final, and the other team, wherever they were. But just saying, though, that it is a blessing. I think it is. And, you know, we might have dropped down to the Europa League if we'd have came third in that, but I'd rather have a great Europa League campaign. If we get to the quarterfinals, I mean, imagine, right, if Leicester won it. I'm not saying we're going to, but imagine if Leicester City, a team that were in League One less than 12 years ago, win the Europa League. Then we might have to give it back to Sevilla the next year. But,
listen,
you know,
chaps, I think it's about time to wrap it up. I'd like to say thanks to Jay and R for coming on again. We'll let you guys go. Thanks again, chaps. I'll let those two go. Let Ross go. Cheers, Ross. Tom and Lox, another fantastic watch along. Thank you, guys.
I always sign out, so I'll leave it to Tom this time.
I think we always say at the end, it's, you know, it's down to the fans who make it. You know, you've got 90 or nearly 100 today night sitting here chatting to us about Leicester City and getting involved. That's what makes these watch-alongs more special. And once again, thank you to joining us again. And we go again on Wednesday night home to Everton in another massive game for me. You know, a win over them. What could that do for the confidence going into Tottenham away and possibly going top of the league by the weekend?
And six o'clock, right? Six Wednesday?
Six o'clock. Kickoff. Tom, you best be working near home and nick off early again.
Don't worry, mate. I'll be trying to get away as quick as I can, I'll tell you that.
Thanks, Jamie, thanks for joining us.
Make sure all your grass levelling is all done.
Yes, thanks, Jamie, for joining us before and after the game. Go on, Lox.
Hold on. Oh, come on then, Tom. Disco lights.
He was preparing them earlier. Go on.
Messy the green street.
It does mess with the green street. Yeah. Listen, chaps, thanks as ever. We'll see you. Don't forget, tomorrow night, 7:30 is the Fan Zone show with me. Wednesday night match day.
You've got Everton, the Blue Boys Network with you tomorrow night from Everton.
Well done, Jamie, for reminding me of that. Thank you so much. We'll be chatting with them at 7:30. So come have a chat with me. Thanks from everybody on the Leicester Fan TV. If you're watching us on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. If you're watching on Facebook, like and share, and the same on Twitter and Periscope. Thanks. Wherever you've been watching us, we appreciate it. So from me, Tom, Lox, Jamie, whichever. I can never get these screen things right.
Big fish, little fish, baldy Lox.
See you all later.
Come on, Leicester.